Yes, we've got the glass disco ball going here. Thank you for that one. It's the roundtable on WAMC.
Let me just point out that Ray has the boogie in his soul.
That's
this
right.
Morning.
The boogie oogie oogie, I would imagine you could call it. Sean Stone, always great to have our cultural ambassador here with us today and telling us about what has happened, what will happen, what he thinks might happen. Sean Stone, welcome.
Good morning, Ray.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Really?
Yes.
You seem a little more up than usual.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, this is the allergies. That's why my
Oh, really?
That's why my voice is going a little lower than usual.
Okay. Have you taken anything for the allergies?
No.
Because that even makes you more up.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that.
All right, what's happening, man? What have you seen? Anything good?
I saw The Seagull, which is an adaptation of the Chekhov play, which is like all Chekhov plays about a group of semi-wealthy Russians in the country complaining about not being loved.
You nailed it. How, you know, what a ringing endorsement, eh?
I actually enjoy that sort of thing.
Really?
But this one doesn't quite work. It stars Annette Bening, who is, you know, perfect as sort of like the famous actress. Saoirse Ronan is in it. She's very good. The thing about Chekhov is you have to actually feel like you're inert. Like you're really not doing anything, and it has to be played for comedy. So the two actors in the piece that I thought really nailed it were Elizabeth Moss. No one knows how much I'm suffering. She's really funny. And Brian Dennehy is great.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he's great in it. It's worth seeing. It's an hour and 38 minutes, so that's really kind of, you know, the Reader's Digest condensed Chekhov. But,
sure.
But it's pleasant.
Okay, so not yeah. The greatest thing you've ever seen.
No, but it's, you know, it's...
As Chekhov goes, tolerable.
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Fine. What's coming up?
Today, Alive at 5, It's Not Going to Rain.
No.
So you can go to Jennings Landing at the Corning Preserve and see Modest Yahoo. He is a hip-hop artist, singer-songwriter. He's been around for a dozen years. And also Merck, who's a local R&B artist. That's today at 5 o'clock.
And does it usually rain for Alive at 5?
It did last year. A lot of them got booted to underneath the 787, but they've been pretty good on the weather so far this year, and they're going to be lucky today.
It must be tough to do music underneath 787 with the cars going over and the trucks and whatnot.
And the rain.
And the rain.
Because that's why you've moved there, is because
sure.
It's raining. So, yeah.
But it's beautiful today, and it'll be in a scenic location.
Exactly. Also tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs at 7 o'clock, it's Goodnight Moonshine. This is a Brooklyn-based duo. The two leaders in the group are both members of other bands, and they sing songs about getting older and adjusting to that.
Oh. Sounds like Chekhov.
Yeah. lots of big festivals this weekend. On Friday through Sunday at the Altamont Fairgrounds in beautiful downtown Altamont, it's the Old Songs Festival.
The venerable old songs.
Great traditional music, dance. I was listening to Wanda Fisher's show Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, she has a show.
And she did a big preview of all the artists who are going to be there.
Terrific.
It's going to be there's all sorts of different price points, and you can buy tickets for this day and for this day. So go to the website.
Okay.
That'll tell you all about that. Friday night at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, the great Amy Mann is going to be there at 8 o'clock. She's still touring off her last album, which is really good. Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Tannery Pond Concerts in New Lebanon, which is just sort of right off Route 20. It's the Tempest Trio, Alon Goldstein piano, Ilya Kollar violin, and Amit Peled cello. I'm sure I wrecked somebody's name there.
No.
They're going to be playing the music of Beethoven, Amy Beach, and Mendelssohn.
Nice.
The other big festival this weekend is, of course, the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival.
Oh, yeah.
This is at SPAC Saturday and Sunday. Saturday featuring Herbie Hancock. That was the music that got into your soul.
Doing the disco thing, sure.
And Chris Botti. And Sunday featuring John Batiste with the Dap Kings and Mavis Staples and a bunch of other people.
Mavis Staples will be there?
Yep.
Oh.
There's two stages. Both days, the doors open at 10 a.m. So, of course, you know, everyone lines up early to get their patch of grass and hold on to it all day like it's, you know, Normandy or something.
You know, I haven't been to SPAC in probably 30 years, and I had to go for an SEO event a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I love it. I mean, it just brought back memories. I could look at the lawn and say, I was there for that show.
Yeah.
And for that show, I was over here. It's a great place to see music. And
it is.
And the Jazz Fest is always something great.
Yes, indeed. And then Sunday at Tanglewood in the Kuzovetsky Music Shed, Lenox, Mass., 2:30 in the afternoon. It's the Boston Pops with Audra McDonald. Boston Pops, we all know them. Audra McDonald, Queen of Broadway. Love that. At Proctor's Schenectady, Monday at 7 o'clock, it's the 16-millimeter classic vintage TV party, which a private collector is loaning their 16-millimeter prints to be screened of The Pilot for The Outer Limits, which actually goes under a different title. I forget what it is. Two episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, which is a 30-minute show. One is the Barbara Bel Geddes episode with the leg of lamb.
A classic.
Yep. And the other is the Billy Mummy as the obnoxious kid on the train in the snowstorm.
Do I know that? Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. With the great, they offer him the dollar.
Right.
If you be quiet, you can keep the dollar.
Yep. I saw that one not too long ago, as a matter of fact.
And that's what was great about those Alfred Hitchcock half-hour shows. They always had that pow ending.
Yep.
You know, so this is fun. You get to see them in the 16-millimeter print, which no doubt.
This is in the big theater or in the GE?
No, it's not in the main theater. I'm not sure which of the other ones it's in. But, these are 16-millimeter prints, which these are actual prints that circulated around TV stations. You know, were shown. So.
That is amazing.
So it's sort of an artifact thing, too. And then, Tuesday night at the Palace Theater, there are still a few tickets left. David Blaine Live.
You're kidding me. David Blaine.
Yes. So he's going to make something disappear, probably.
I'm still holding out for Doug Henning.
Yeah.
does Doug Henning still do anything? Could he open up for David Blaine?
I'm not sure. I mean, I knew for years he was in Vegas, but I don't know where he is now.
It's an illusion.
We have three new movies, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, The Dinosaurs Are Back.
Have you seen that?
No, because it isn't open yet.
Well, when does it open?
Tonight, if you want to get in line at the mall.
I hear that's pretty good.
The dinosaurs look good. I like the last one.
You're a little skeptical of this whole thing?
A little.
You think they maybe... It's a little tired now?
I'm tired of them showing children in danger and then never having children actually eaten by dinosaurs.
All right, Sean Stone. Next.
Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the Mr. Rogers documentary, and American Animals, which is a big indie hit. It's based on a true story about some lunkheads at a Midwestern college who decided to steal some rare books. And it's intertwined with documentary footage and... It's getting great reviews.
Of those three films, which would you be most likely to see? Would Sean Stone recommend?
Just because I don't want to sit in the theater and cry, I'll probably wait for the Mr. Rogers movies to come out on video, and I will go see Jurassic World.
You will go see. And so next week we'll find out how it was.
Yes, I will go see that.
Well, Sean Stone, always great to have you on this program. Sean's list is posted at WAMC.org, that's the website, WAMC.org/roundtable. I think it's time we have no more disco music. No? Oh, that's too bad. All right, well, the disco party's over. It's the roundtable on WAMC. We'll be right back.